Can you put more in perspective the clinical benefit that's obtained or that you think might be obtained in a patient, for example, who's never had a taxane, who's going to receive bevacizumab, let's say, with paclitaxel, as opposed to just getting paclitaxel? And we have the numbers, but do you think the responses are greater? They last longer? What does it really mean to the patient?
Well, I mean, I can only speak on the one hand anecdotally or on the other to the data, and I prefer the data. What it means to the patient is when you start therapy, you're doubling the chance that you're going to deliver good news. And more importantly, you're delaying the time when you have to deal with switching therapies. And that's part of the name of the game here in treating breast cancer, because after all, to the degree we convert acute or progressive metastatic breast cancer into a chronic illness, we allow patients to live closer to their normal lifespans with a disease rather than die from the disease. And so pushing back the time for first progression by 5-6 months, as is the case here, that adds a significant potential benefit for these patients.